Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Preacher Bill and the Gospel Hour message. This morning's message, folks, is you are different, refuse to be like them. And I chose that title because we are supposed to be different, folks, as Christians. We're not supposed to be like the world. We're not supposed to live like the world. We're not supposed to act like them, talk like them, walk like them, or do any of the other things that they do in this world, including worry, have anxiety and depression and all that stuff. Because our faith is supposed to be in Jesus Christ and that God is with us at all times, not just when we want him to be, and we can walk this planet and do whatever we feel like and not take him with us. This morning's message, though, is going to be from 2 Corinthians 6, and we're going to read 14 through 18, and the emphasis will be on verse 17. And then we'll be in 2 Corinthians 5 also, and it'll be from 17 to 21, and again, the emphasis will be on verse 17. Folks, I try to bring you the message every Sunday to give you some gospel knowledge, to share what God would like for me to do and hear, so that you can hear the word. Before we do that, I always get into some prayers. I looked to check Facebook this morning. I didn't see any new ones, so I'm going to go with what I have. Some of these I've gotten throughout the week. For that, we're going to do that. But before we do, we always do a song first. And I'm going to play I Want to Be Like Jesus, because I think that's a pretty decent song. And that's what we should be thinking and doing as we go through our days. And if we're not trying to be like Jesus, who are we trying to be like, folks? You think about that. As you go through your day, as you go through your life, no matter what, are you trying to be yourself or are you trying to be like Jesus? Because I think it's important that we are more and more like the Lord. That's where we should be at. It looks like I've lost my spot here in my music, and so I'm going to go back and find that so that we can have it and be able to play it. But while we're doing that, just keep in mind, folks, that God loves you. He doesn't want you to end up in hell. He doesn't want you to be going to a place that you're going to suffer for the rest of your life. And I mean that, folks. Our life here in our body is one thing, but we have a spiritual body as well. Yeah, the computer's not working right this morning. For some reason, I'm having a problem here getting it to function for me. But I have a song for you, and as soon as I can find it, I will play it. Here it is. It's short. It's like a minute and 58 seconds, something like that. Find your place in 2 Corinthians while we get going, though, folks, while everybody else gets here. If you turn to chapter 2 of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6 of Second Corinthians. We'll be able to get started. And like I said, we're going to start out in 14 and go to 18. So in verse 14 of chapter 6, it says this, be ye not unequally yoked. I'm sorry, folks, before I get started, my mistake. I want to do the prayers first. If I got to cut this out first. Let me find out where I'm going here. Like I said, the computer wasn't doing what I wanted it to this morning. There we go. As most of you know, I use the computer to get our music, so that's how we do this. Otherwise, I couldn't do it. So there. Okay. The prayer requests this morning are for those that were affected by the hurricane last week down in Florida Panhandle, Mexico City, and North Carolina, South Carolina, and all of that area up through right up into, I think it was Virginia, Maryland. But pray for the people down there. A lot of houses were destroyed. A lot of families have been affected by that. Some have lost their lives. It's just devastation down there right now. So please pray for that and pray that God will help them and be able to deal with it, and things will get back on track within a matter of time. Here we are getting into our cold season here. Pray for Diane Verrill Burnham, for her grandson, who was born the 29th. I mentioned it last week. He was born with this fragile X syndrome, which causes disability defects. For Rita, Rita Booth, she's a friend on Facebook. She's dealing with some difficult issues, and she asked for Unspoken. Today's the first time my daughter teaches at the Haven Arrest Church, Junior Children's Church, I think it is, or Junior Church in West Haven, Connecticut. So pray for her that that goes well. Marcy Bowden, for bad headaches that she's dealing with. Marcy's got a lot of things that she's trying to do all the time and causes stress. And she's had some headaches in the past, but the last few days has been bothering her more. So please pray for her. And pray for Cheryl Ann. Cheryl Ann's a friend on Facebook, too, that had heart operation. And it's caused some serious issues. She's not able to walk. The operation didn't go the way it was supposed to. They went through a couple of different issues there that did, I don't know exactly the whole thing, but they didn't do something right and then had to redo it and then redo it again, and now she has a problem walking. So please pray for her. Pray for our friends and our families, and pray for the homeless, and pray for those that have no food in the community crosswalk food pantry in Naples, and pray for the one in Harrison as well. Thank you all for coming out and listening. I want to get into the message, so if we can, we'll get to that. Let me check real quick. Somebody sent a message. I don't want to miss out on one. I'll have to wait for that one. That's not, to me, it's important, but not as important as trying to get the message out. Father, thank you for allowing us to preach, allowing us to share the gospel. Thank you for all of the messages that we do and the effects that it has in people's lives. And I ask you, Lord, with all of this, as much as it gets to be hectic and things get out of hand, and sometimes I stutter and I fall and I slip, that you would pick me up, lift me up, brush the dirt off, and help me to go on, Father. And thank you for the people down in Florida, those that are surviving, those that are working there, all the teams of people across the country that are coming in to help out down there, watch over them, keep them all safe, and help them to find whatever they have to find, Lord, the bodies and the people and the things that are going on down there, so other families can be at rest knowing their loved ones have been taken care of and they can get the proper burial and things like that are going on down there. Plenty of friends and relatives are down there, and we all have somebody we know that probably lives in Florida. So watch over them, Lord, and for all of those that we asked also in prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, like I said, this morning's message is one that I chose this here because we're different. We are different. We're not like the rest of the world. Now, people would say, but you're just like me. I am in the flesh. I certainly am not in the spirit. God knows my heart, he knows yours, and he knows whether you want to do right by him, and he knows if you don't want to do right by him. And if you're trying to do against what God has planned for you, I got news for you, it's not going to work out for you. You're going to be an unhappy individual and be miserable the rest of your life. If you don't believe me, keep going the way you're going and find out. If you want happiness, you're going to have to get on board with Christ. That's where your happiness comes from. I know I go through enough difficult times in my life. I've had plenty. And through it all, the Lord has carried me. This morning's message is exactly that, as far as I'm concerned. In chapter 6 of 2 Corinthians 14, it says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. That means don't be hanging out with them. Don't be trying to act like them. Don't be trying to live like them. And don't get connected with them, because it's not going to work out. You're going to be disappointed with one another because you are not the same. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? In other words, if you're a Christian, you have no business hanging out with the devil or the demons or the satanic people in this world that'll go about doing things against God's word. And what communion hath light with darkness? You can't walk into a dark room and then turn the light on and it's the same as when it was dark. Oh, the objects and everything else are there, absolutely. But now, if you were to walk in that room in total darkness and never have been in that room and start walking around, you're going to bump into things. And more than likely, you're going to hurt yourself somehow, one way or another, whether it's physically, seriously, or not so bad, but still get hurt. It's not the same. Light has no place with darkness. We don't have any place in this world as a Christian hanging out in places we don't belong, like in the dark places, be it whether it's, like in the old days, they would say, you don't belong in that cinema. You don't belong in that dance hall. You don't belong hanging out in those bars and those watering holes. You all know what I'm talking about. Every one of us have gone to a place we don't belong, and that's a dark place. And the dark place also as far as anxiety, like I said early, and depression, and all of the concerns and the worries of this world. Those are dark places. Satan loves to get us caught up in that, in doubt, and then before you know it, we start feeling lousy about ourselves, and that's not Christian-like. Because when you know that God exists and God is with you at all times, no matter what you go through, God is with you, and he's teaching you something through it all. It might just be that you need to be taught morality. It might just be that you need to be taught contentment. It might be just taught that you have to look to him for more. Now, he always answers prayer. He always gives what he promised he's going to give. But he's only going to give if you're going to do what you're supposed to do as a person. God doesn't want to reward you for bad behavior. God doesn't want you going out in the world living how you do and then him say, oh, it's okay, don't worry about it. My son died on the cross for you. He bled and died, and that's all right. You can continue to be a filthy, rotten sinner. God wants you to turn from your wicked ways. He wants you to get back on the track. He wants you to do the right thing. He wants you to run the right race. He wants you to be able, at the end of that race, be able to be told, good and faithful servant. Look here, verse 15. And what concord hath Christ with Belial? In other words, what would Christ have to do with the devil? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? We shouldn't be hanging out with infidels. And you don't know what that is? I tell you now, go look it up. We have no business hanging out with the people in this world who don't want to live right. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. We are his people. Get that straight in your head. If you're listening to the word today, you're one of Christ. If you're not, then why are you listening? If you're one of Satan's children, you got no business being here unless you're going to try to corrupt somebody else and try to use the word to God to fool somebody. My intent to sharing the gospel is to try to lead people away from the fire, not into the fire. In verse 17 it says, wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And then look here in verse 18, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Thank you, Father, for letting me share that. I appreciate being able to share the gospel with people, Lord. It's important that they hear the truth. It's important that they know that you are their Father and that you are their God, Lord. And I thank you for that. And they need to know that you will protect them and watch over them just as a father would do for his children here on this planet. You are much more of a father to us than any human father we could have. Many fathers make the mistake of misleading their children and going astray and doing things they shouldn't do with their children or to their children. But you never do that. You always do what's right, Lord. Thank you, Father, for letting us share that. If you look at this, I mean this, folks. We need to come out, it says in verse 17, wherefore come out from among them. That means stop hanging out with those people that are not Christians. Stop acting like them, living like them, walking around talking like them, having the dirty conversations, talking filthy jokes, stupid stuff like gossiping about things that have nothing to do with Christ. Why do we sit there and put people down? We don't need to put them down. We should be building them up. We should be trying to help model the misery rather than piling more on top of them. In fact, the Bible says heap coals of kindness upon the heads of your enemies. And what do? We pile more on top of them. Instead of trying to make life easier for people, we make it worse. We sit there and mock them. We sit there and, you know, say things that aren't right. We don't give them a chance to defend themselves. We just drive them down further in the ground. Even Christians do the same to one another. Instead of trying to help that brother or sister out of a mess, we go over there and we say to them, why are you living like that? What's the matter with you? Instead of going, look, let me show you something else. Maybe there's another way we can do this so that you can be happy and content. Let's go over, turn into chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians, and we're going to start out again at 17 and go through 21. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You see? That's what I'm talking about. And the same in verse 17 over there. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. I will receive you, he says. And how can he receive you? You're a new creature. If you're a new creature, you don't have your old past with you. You don't bring all that filthy junk from the old days, like when I was an alcoholic and a drug addict. I don't go hanging out with alcoholics and drug addicts anymore. Oh, I may try to talk to a few and try to lead them out of that mess. I might try to shape them up a little bit, tell them what it did to me and why it made my life such a rotten mess. All the things I've done, nobody likes a thief. Nobody likes a crook. Nobody likes a cheater. Nobody likes somebody that does things they ain't supposed to do. I mean, let's get right, folks. The idea of coming to church and hearing the gospel is so that you can do the right thing with your life. And if you don't want to do the right thing with your life, then what are you in here for? You're only here to be unequally yoked and then cause dissension or frustration or cause others to think, they're all the same, they're nothing but liars. Bunch of hypocrites. Is that what we are? Or are we Christians and we want to live for Christ? Because that's what it says. It says, come out from among them. And then, like I said, over here in verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Look at 18. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, which means he says, listen, we're giving you the ministry of reconciliation. He said, I'm giving you this because I want you to be reconciled, which means to be back on track, which means to be back together with the people you should be involved with, and not those of this world, and walking in darkness. Verse 19 says, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. You see, he could have said, look, you're a sinner, I don't want nothing to do with you. But he didn't. He said, I'll reconcile you to me if you would just stop, get rid of the stuff that's in your life, the garbage that's in your life, the stuff that's holding you back, the stuff that's keeping you from being a good Christian, and walk on. He said, pick up your bed and walk on, he told the guy when he said to him he needed to be healed. Just like us, we need to be healed. If we're going to be living in the world like the world, we need to be told what the gospel is, shared the gospel, and then leave the old behind and become a new creature and start walking like that man was told, pick up your bed and walk. He said, you get what you got to do. Get your life in check here and let's go. Start walking the right walk. Get on the right path. Verse 19 says, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciled the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses. That means he did not take their trespasses and hold them against them. He says, if you're a new creature, I'm going to throw all those away and you just need to do right. In verse 20, it says this, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you or beg you, by us, we pray you, in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. He said he wants you to get right with God. He wants you to start doing what you were taught from the beginning of time, which was in your heart anyways, because each one of us knows right from wrong. And if we know right from wrong, and we know that nobody likes a thief, and nobody likes somebody who's a foul-mouthed fool, and we don't like people gossiping about us, why would we want to go gossiping about others? Why would we want to be the kind of person who lives in this world, going around mocking Christians, going around saying things we know aren't true, and then living like the world and saying, well, you know, I'm a Christian. I live right now. I read the Bible and I go to church and I do this and I do that. But are we really coming out from among them? As it says in verse 17 over there in chapter 6, it says, wherefore come out from among them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. okay, if I got to be all by myself, isn't it better that I'm alone than it would be that if I'm hanging out with all of these people in the world, the whoremongers, the drunks, the alcoholics, the drug addicts, and all of those people that live that way? Nobody really likes that, folks. The only one that likes that is Satan, because he knows from being an alcoholic and a drug addict and a promiscuous person, a liar and a cheat and a thief, there's misery that's going to follow you. And he loves to put that on your back. He loves for you to feel like you're useless, that you're no good. He loves the idea that you start going around going, oh, everybody hates me, or the world doesn't care, nobody cares about me. See, when you start with those anxieties and depressions and things, Satan sits back and laughs and says, see, I got him. He don't even believe in his own God. Because if he believed in his own God, he would say, you know what, my God is real. And everything that goes on in my life, God is with me. He never leaves me nor forsakes me. Now let's look at this here. It says back in chapter 5 again, and we're going to read 20, and I'm going to read 21. Verse 20, verse 21. It says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you, in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made, what? The righteousness of God in him. That we might be made the righteousness of God. And what's that mean? That means that we would be made right. That would mean we would live right. That would mean we'd stop living the way we used to live, and we'd start doing the things we're supposed to do in our life, and stop talking like the world, stop acting like the world, stop living like the world, and start looking for Christ in our life. Start changing our life. Start doing what's best for us. Now, I know we go to churches, and there's people there that just aren't right. They look down at the rest of us that come through the doors, or there's some of us that come through the doors, and we may not fit in. But you know something? Christ didn't fit in either. And all you have to do is your part and do what Christ asks you to do. And don't worry about the church being right or the people treating you right or people acting right towards you. You're not there for them. You're there for Jesus Christ. You're there to learn the word. You're there to share the gospel. You're supposed to be a good Christian. And if they're not and you're caught in that world and start acting like them just so you fit in, what better are you than the rest of the world? You're supposed to be a light shining in a place of darkness. That's why we go to church, and sometimes God puts us in a place where they're not living or acting right. And he said, and then we start thinking, well, I don't belong here. Yes, you do, because it's you who Christ will use to lead the rest of them out of the darkness and into the light. It's important that we start to realize that we're supposed to be different. We're not supposed to be anything like them. We're supposed to be the people that God loves so much that he teaches us the right way. Folks, there's so much that we could learn from God's word. We must show ourselves different from those living as the world. Sure, there's Christians living in the world as the world, but as believers, we're never to be living just like the rest of the world. The commands or the commandments come from among them means this. Get away from them. Stop living like them. Don't be like that. This means we're to stop doing those things. We should never be afraid to stand up for Christ. In any situation or every situation, we're supposed to be able to say, I'm a Christian. I don't care what you think of me. I don't care what you think of my past. I know that God knows my heart and he's changed me. We need to stop using all that language. Stop partying. Stop drinking. Stop drugging. Stop being ashamed of Christ. Stand up for Christ. Be a light. Be an ambassador for Christ. An ambassador is somebody that does what they're supposed to for their master, for their king, for their servant. We are ambassadors for Christ for one reason only. Because Christ died for us and he gave his life for us. That means we should no longer be acting or living the way that we have in the past. Many people go about their life living just like they always did, and then they say stuff like, well, I can't help it, that's who I am. You know, Christ wants me to change, he'll change me. If God thinks I'm supposed to be somebody better, I'll be somebody better. And then you have to ask yourself, so, okay, if that's what God's supposed to do for you, what are you supposed to do for God? You're supposed to sit there and just be a filthy, rotten rag like you always been? Or do you get washed in the blood and all of a sudden you become clean? Because to be honest with you, folks, as a Christian, we're to be clean. We're supposed to be something different. We cannot go in this world, living like the world, and expect for differences to happen if we're going to fight against Christ. Because Christ wins all the time. We don't win, folks. This is one battle we will never win. The only way we win this battle is if we turn our lives over to the Lord. Otherwise, we're going to go through this world. Sure, you may have money. Sure, you may have what you think is right. But I can tell you, I see it in the faces of people all the time. I see the misery. I see the unhappiness. And then they come to me and they go, I don't understand. If God's so good, why is this happening to me? Only thing I can ask you is, what are you doing that God's asked you to do something differently? If you're unhappy and things aren't right in your life and you want to blame God, why don't you ask yourself what you're doing to make your life better to be a good Christian? Are you helping out when you should be? Are you reading the Bible like you should be? Are you on your knees in prayer? Are you asking God, what does he want you to do, not what you want from him? How many people go about their life and all they really do is they pray to God, give me, give me, give me. But they don't say, God, what can I do? How can I share my help, my wealth, my strength, my knowledge, my knowledge of the scriptures? How can I be a better light for you in a world of darkness? And I want to come out from them, Lord. I don't want to be like them anymore. I want to be like a Christian. I want to do the right thing. I want to walk and talk the way Christ walks and talks. How many can say that? A lot of times I talk here about salvation, how it's so important. Salvation is the greatest thing a person can do to get close to Christ. Once they do that, the next important thing is to live like Christ. And I'm not always on that path. I know that. I'm not saying that I'm any different than the rest of the world. I'm saying we should all come out from among them. When these things happen in our lives that aren't right by Christ, we should escape. Run as fast as we can. The Bible says to flee. When we flee evil, then Christ will become with us. If we hang out with evil, Christ can't do that. God doesn't want to have sinners in his heaven. In other words, you ain't never going to get to heaven being a sinner. I don't care whether you swear. I don't care if you steal. I don't care if you don't steal. I don't care if you don't swear. I don't care if you're promiscuous. I don't care what your situation is. If you're not living for Christ, then Christ doesn't really want you in heaven. He wants you in heaven when you're a broken spirit. When you say, you know what? I have failed as a person because I did not look to the right God. I was looking to false teachers, false idols. It's about time we get on the right track and start living for Christ. I appreciate you for coming out, folks. Thank you for letting me share the gospel with you. Our time is just about up. I've got one song I want to play for you before I go, if I can. Let's see if I can get it to play now. That's my only issue here. I have a problem with the music. God is So Good by Yancey. And it's only going to be, I don't know, something like about 2 minutes. So see if I can get it to play. That's my issue here with this silly thing. Thank you, folks. Come find me, William Preacher Bill Barnes, over on Facebook. William Preacher Bill Barnes. God bless you and have a great day. Thank you for letting me share the gospel. I hope you'll walk the right path today with the Lord. If you're living wrong, change the way you're living. God wants you to do what's best. Thank you for being here. Talk to you again next Sunday. God bless you.